send for ZLK. ZLK Mobile.
KK4SAC, how's it going, Sean?
And for ZLK, I'm well, hope you are.
And I'm happy, joy, joy, kinda. Just got back from the doctor and he wants me to go to more therapy, so.
Question is, are you seeing results from it?
No, but the problem is he's not happy. I'm not advanced as far as he thinks I should be.
It's hard to please him sometimes. Well, I hope it works out. And I'm starting to see some snowflakes. Looky there. I didn't think we were going to get any.
I don't think we would get any either. I got nothing here. Where you at?
Off 153 in the Powdersville area. I know we're not going to get much, but looking at the radar, it looks just like rain. But there was little tiny flakes mixed in there.
I guess that's what's going to happen. We just get a good mixture. At least it's not, the ground isn't frozen, so at least it's not going to stick.
Going 44 in the truck here, in the cab, the outside temperature. So it should not stick at all, even if, but I can't imagine we're going to get that much anyway. Just kind of mixed in there.
Yes. And as long as you got that mix, it's always going to be wet enough. It's not going to stick. But that's pretty good. Anything else going on?
Watching one of our granddaughters while her little sister is recovering in the hospital. She's come a long way, but now she's struggling to gain weight. She actually lost some weight yesterday, or between yesterday and today, so they're trying to figure that out.
That's the hard part, trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, by the way, I think I mentioned to you that I bought a stair lift, and I got the stair lift installed for my sister when she comes visit.
Yeah, I don't, you may have mentioned it, I didn't recall that, but those things are nice. I've seen them in use. I've seen people that, you know, really helped them out. So is this inside? You got a two-story house?
Yes, I do. Yep. Yeah, she was struggling the last time she came to visit in July of last year. It was very difficult for her to get up and down the stairs. So I went out and bought an inexpensive one, not inexpensive, for what they cost to have one installed. And I cut the rail and modified it and got it to work.
You saved a lot of money there having somebody install it. Well, that's nice. How long does she stay when she comes to visit?
She'll be here for 4 weeks. And, yeah, I think they're $4,000 to $5,000. The guy that I bought it from paid $4,000 for it. I gave him $700.
Hey, you got a pretty good deal there, Paul.
They go for, there's a lot of used ones on the market. What I like, I've seen one in Charlotte and Asheville and all around, and a lot of them, you know, were 1 to 2 hours away. I bought it from a guy in Reedville, so he was 10 minutes away.
It works out like that. The very first one I remember seeing was when I first met my wife. She lived in, her and her family lived in Delaware, and I was up visiting, and the church they went to had a long set of steps going down into the basement area, which was kind of like the fellowship hall area. And her dad, my father-in-law, had a bad heart, and he used it. I think he was the only one in the church that used it, but it really helped him get up and down those steps.
Like I said, my sister's coming in May, and so I'm looking forward to just having her as comfortable as I can. She's 92, so she's having trouble getting around.
She's lived a long life, I tell you. I know the older we get, it seems like it goes fast, but when you hear of other people's ages, that's a good long time.
It is. That really is. So she lives with her daughter, so she's pretty well taken care of there. but I like to give her daughter, Patty, a break as much as I can. I think a month is about all I could handle. Give her a break and see, you know, so she can at least do some things without having the restriction of Lorraine.
Nice. I know she appreciates that. We had my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, in for the last 4 years of her life. She lived with us, and just having even a couple of weeks off, having her able to go with a sister, was a huge help to my wife. So I know she really appreciates that.
Well, anyway, well, that's about all that's new here. My radio is messing up, and I'm trying to figure out how to fix it now. And it's not broken. I pushed a button that I shouldn't have pushed, and it won't go from A to B. You know, the different frequencies. I can't switch it.
Sounds like there might be a little something behind the button there. It's not activating it. Sometimes those buttons will come off, or a little face will come off, and you can get to it. But I wouldn't know what to tell you on that. Do you guys have any more trips planned in the future, or are you done with traveling?
Come off when my sister comes up. I'm going to drive her down to Fort Lauderdale, and then we're going to go on a cruise for a week.
Somebody else captain the boat, though, right?
Darn straight. You got that right. I'm done with that stuff. You know, you'd think it's just not as much fun when you're running the boat yourself.
I know it's expensive, too. I've heard people say before you buy a boat, go flush $100 bills down the toilet every day for a little while, and you'll see what it's like to have a boat.
Remember, my boat got 0.8 miles to the gallon when I was running.
It had the mast and sail on it as well.
I was too old. Even then, I was too old to do all of that manual work, and the other ones, where they use the electric winches and all that, were much too expensive.
Experience, I know you probably enjoyed it. You can look back on it with mixed feelings, I'm sure, but I'm sure that was quite an experience. Paul, I'm pulling up to my next stop here, so I'll let you go. Really good to hear you. Thanks for the call. And call me again anytime. I'm usually around. I got the radio on in the background. Sometimes I turn the volume down to do something else and forget about it, but it's in here anyway. So we'll talk to you later. KK4SAC and 4ZLK.
Catch you later. Thank you so much. This is KK4SAC. Going back trying to figure out this radio. Over.